Today's Daf Yomi is Kiddush and Daf Nun Tes, and Daf Yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, for Tzahal, and also Refuah Shleima for Yafa Adina Bas Chaya Tova. So today's Daf Yomi teaches us about the law of Ani Mahapech Becharara, about a poor man who has his eye. Rashi says that there was, let's say, a cookie, an ownerless cookie, and he had his eye to take it. Tosa says, no, he had an opportunity to buy something. So even though technically it wasn't the poor man's, we're going to assume that the other people in the world shouldn't take it because this poor man has his eyes on it. And so even though it's not his yet, the right thing to do is not to touch it. And the Gemara illustrates this with a story. Rav Gido Ave Mahapech Bahiyar. Rav Gido had his eye on a piece of land. Rabbi Abba went and bought it. So Rav Gido was complaining about this to Rabbi Zera. He said, I had my eye on this property, and Rabbi Abba went ahead and bought it. So Rabbi Zera went to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, wait for Rabbi Abba to come up to me during the Yontif, and I'll talk to him. And so Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says to Rabbi Abba, Ani ma'apech b'charara mai. What if the person, the poor man, is about to get a cookie? So what's going to be the law there? So under those circumstances, we're told, he says, Rav Abba says, he's a Rasha, he's a wicked person. So Rav Yitzchak Nafcha says to him, so why did you do that? That's exactly what you did. Mar my time Avadach. He says, I didn't know. So he says, well, give it back to Rav Gidol now. He says, I can't sell it to him because it's a bad sign to sell something. So if that's the case, I'll give it to him as a gift. But Rav Gidol didn't want to take it because he said, it says in Mishle, I don't want to take a gift. Sona matonos yechya, the one who hates gifts will live. So Rabbi Abba lo nachas las. Rabbi Abba didn't want to take it because it was ani mapech b'charara. Rav Gidol didn't want to take it because Rav Gidol didn't want to take it because it was a gift. So what happened? Neither one went into the land, and it was called Ara de Rabbanan. The land was called the land of the rabbis. Why was it called the land of the rabbis? Because neither one wanted to take it, so they left it ownerless for the Rabbanon to use. We see also it's called the land of the rabbis, because both of these rabbis were acting in a very pious manner. And that's why it was called the land of the rabbis.